Hey, you want that to go?
Big takeouts this morning. Of course, the big story yesterday at the White House, the president, the news conference, talking about all the national security details in the wake of the Christmas attack on that plane over Detroit. And, you know, before Christmas, most of us didn't even know who John Brennan was, the counterterrorism czar in the Homeland Security Department. But yesterday at the White House, it was a mea culpa.
I told the president today, I let him down. I am the president's assistant for Homeland Security and counterterrorism. And I told him that I will do better, and we will do better as a team.
And will he be a part of that team, I guess, is my first question to Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, who was there at that news conference.
Hey, Todd? Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Yeah, it was my first question, too. Anytime a high official like John Brennan, the president's advisor on national security and Homeland Security, says, Mr. President, I let you down, the question has to be, did you offer your resignation? I asked that question of the White House just like you would. Haven't gotten an answer yet.
Really? Well, generally, what did you feel about this event? And we can call it an event at the White House yesterday. There were reactions to the operational readiness of Al-Qaeda, which kind of surprised me. What was your impression?
I was surprised by it, too. You know, the national security advisor, James Jones, it's hard to keep all these national security advisors straight, but James Jones had said in the run-up to this, the public is going to have some shock when they read this report. And the shock for me was really what they were shocked about. Janet Napolitano of Homeland Security and Brennan were both asked, what shocked you? And Brennan said that they were surprised that Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula was operationally able to mount an attack like this one over Detroit.
Now, let's just talk about the details. Are they saying they were surprised? They weren't surprised that the organization existed or that they wanted to do this, but that they actually had people ready to go. That's what they're surprised by.
Right, and that was shocking to me because this group had used an undergarment bomb to try to assassinate a Saudi official not very long ago. They mounted attacks like this before. Janet Napolitano said that they were surprised that lone actor terrorists were a threat to the United States or could be instead of a broader conspiracy like 9/11. And that shocked me because lone actor terrorists operate all over the world, in the Middle East, in Pakistan and Afghanistan.
Iraq,
we see them all the time.
Sure.
Iraq. So it was surprising to me that they weren't geared up for that. That's what shocked me.
Surprising surprises there at the White House from Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick.
I've never really thought about health plan until I got sick.
I'm basically retired. I have very little income, and suddenly I have some health problems.
A lot of people that need help like me. I'm not the only one. Everybody here needs help or they wouldn't be here.
Some people would say what I'm saying is making a lot of sense. A lot of other people would say he's only saying that because he ain't got the money.
We've been dropping in on conversations like that document life in the waiting room of Highland Hospital. That's a county facility in Oakland, California. It's all thanks to a project called The Waiting Room. It's a film project, a web project, and a social media project, actually. Our latest installment introduces us to Lois Ruther Evert. She has health insurance, and she really only has to wait about an hour or less to see a doctor, but her boyfriend is uninsured, and he waits a lot longer.
You can sit in the emergency room for 8 hours here at Highland. You really can. For 8 hours to see a doctor here at Highland. So that should be significant enough to say that, you know, we need 3-4 because maybe there's not enough doctors or maybe there's just too many patients because employees don't offer health care to their employees because they can't afford it. And so therefore the employees come here, you know, place like Highland Hospital for their primary care, dental, vision, you know, and things like that. So we do need major health care reform.
But Lois Ruther Evert sees that graphically because she sees the difference between herself having health insurance and her boyfriend that she has to sit and wait with who's uninsured.
Well, it's the great premise of this waiting room project, what people will say about health care reform and their passions about health care while they're waiting for
when it's impacting them at that moment.
In an emergency room in Oakland,
right.
California. Our last takeout comes from all of you and what the news has been making you think about. We talked yesterday about how to improve airport security in the wake of that foiled Christmas Day attack. Pat in New York writes us, the issue is training, not vendors hawking the equipment and the media discussing process and technology. The prevention will occur with training, something for which there are no vendors, no sexy news story, no quick fix solution. George heard the headline that the president is ordering more air marshals on planes. "That's the dumbest idea I've ever heard," he writes. "The person that had the bomb should not have been allowed on the plane in the first place. It was a failure in intel agencies. A sky marshal would not have prevented the bomb from going off had it not been faulty."
Back on the ground, many of you Cablevision subscribers have been irritated about losing HDTV, that's Home Garden Television, and the Food Network. It's all over a contract dispute between the two companies, and you've been writing to us about it. Josh says his understanding is that Scripps, that owns HDTV,
that's
and
correct,
the Food Network, pulled out of Cablevision. Cablevision didn't pull Scripps off the air, and that's actually true. This being the case, Josh writes, Cablevision doesn't seem to be the clear choice of whom to complain to, and yet Scripps has been very successful at painting Cablevision as the sole target of viewers' ire.
Well, they've been running commercials saying, "Don't worry, we're trying to get you back on the air." It's so interesting. Rick emails us, "A better approach would be to promote these channels to premium status and charge, say, $1 per month for all the food fanatics. That way the cable bills for non-foodies could be held in check or even lowered. That said, I admit I still use an antenna and don't have a hot dog in this food fight." It may
nice.
Be going that way, the unbundling of cable channels. That may be where the business is headed.
Well, you know, a lot of things are individualized now. We talked yesterday about how scientists at Emory University say dolphins are so intelligent they deserve the status of non-human persons. And we asked you, should we give intelligent animals the same kind of rights as humans?
You know, we didn't get as many responses as I thought we would get. I mean,
yeah.
What is it out there, guys? You don't like dolphins? David in Nashua, New Hampshire emails us, "Remember how much trouble it caused the last time we granted personhood to non-human entities? Corporations, we should tread carefully."
And John, we got this one very compelling argument in favor of dolphin rights. That's right. The translation is
there, yes,
yes, right. Dolphins should have rights. Whatever's got you talking in the news, in the ocean, let us know. 8778-MY-TAKE, or send us an email to mytake@thetakeaway.org.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.